all honor and all glory. Thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you, Lord, that we, that Dr. Vanessa brought us through, Lord, with old hymns reminding us, oh, yes, that there's something about the name, that we surrender it all to you, oh, God, and that we trust you and that we obey you because we know that you will not lead us wrong. Thank you, oh, God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, the co-founder of the Master's Call. Oh, God, that you continue to just rock her, that you continue to strengthen her, that you continue to minister to Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, oh, God. And, Father, that together, Lord, that you keep our co-founders in the name of Jesus. Father, that whatever their hands touch, they prosper therein, that you cover them with your precious blood. And, Father, we pray the same for the D.A.C. De Leon family, from the oldest to the very youngest, oh, God, that you order their day, that you order their steps. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Oh, God, you have a special plan for their day today. And, God, we just embrace it. We thank you, oh, God, for setting a hedge of protection around each and every one. Father, we thank you for the speaker this morning who will bring a word, oh Lord, that will really get down into the marrows of our soul, oh God, the marrow of our soul, oh God. Father, I pray, Lord, that you have already downloaded exactly what we need to hear from them and that you bless them immensely in the name of Jesus. Now, God, this call will go forth with clarity because we bind that old school foot devil and all of his cohorts off this call because this call is saturated by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name, the name that never loses its power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TNC family, you just have to know that from my heart to yours, I just truly love me some you. And now I will turn you over to the hands for our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
Wow. Well, thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that most powerful, powerful prayer. And for our very own pastor, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, for ushering us into the throne room of the Most High God. Oh, hallelujah. That old hymns are really something that I adore. So thank you so much. Well, we welcome you to the Master's Call, and this is Rosalind Peters, and I reside here in the DMV area, Bowie, Maryland, and I would like want to let you know a little bit more about this call. This call was started in October 2010 by two amazing leaders, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon. And it was founded on scriptures, Psalms 88:13. But to you I cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. God gave the mandate and the mission, and our mission statement for this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website. The website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers, and go down to that website and put a blog on there. Say something about what you like on this call. The theme for this year is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me Individually and Corporately Will Clearly Be Seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a host, or to share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you about it. We were knitted together by a phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, and we are now Artist Life with great products to help the world become happier. The new morning motivational calls are held. That's Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. Today is Testimony Thursday with host Deborah Smith. The number to dial is 712-770-4005 with the PIN 294-617#. The call is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617#. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. Now we are ready for the word. Let me tell you a little bit about the speaker today. This woman of God is Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale. She is the daughter of Ariel and Patricia, who are deceased, Lauderdale, and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, where she's earned a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and she is a single, saved, and sanctified with Jesus. She is the mother of one son, Kalon. Tiffany is currently employed by the city of Culver City in the Transportation Department. She's also a transformation professional with a Christian-based health and wellness company called Artists International. She loves to travel, and she encourages others, especially her son. She supports others, especially her son. She's a basketball mom and is training him to be a young man in the army of God. Isn't that awesome? She believes that she should raise her son in the way that she should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. That's in Proverbs. And Minister Tiffany understands that the master's call has blessed her with the opportunity to be not only mature in her spiritual calling, but also grow as a woman seeking God for her life. Tiffany's favorite scripture is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. This songbird I introduce to some and present to others. Tiffany Lauderdale, are you there, Minister?
I am here, Minister Roslyn. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, for being our host for this day. To Minister Willa, thank you so much for being our greeter. Hopefully Bonita has reconnected herself back to the line. Thank you for jumping in this morning. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for bringing us into the presence of God through worship today. And definitely, I love the Psalms and those hymns, and so to God be the glory for the greater and the newer things that he is doing in the lives of those who are attached to the master's call. Well, God, morning to each and every single one of you, and I give God all the glory, I give him all the honor, and I give him all the praise, and I thank him for this opportunity to be here today. My parents, Patricia and Yule Lauderdale, if it was not for God choosing them to be my parents, I would not be here today. So I always give reference to them, and I thank them for being my parents and for allowing me to be here today to be with you. And so simply, I just wanted to come on this morning, and this may be a series because there's so much more that I could say than I'm going to be able to say this morning, but I just want to let you know that you are. And so there's going to be some scriptures that I'm going to give you just to remind you who you are. So many times through our lives, we have been told who we are not, but those things that we were told about who we were not and what we could not do, and maybe we weren't good enough, or you know, you'll never be nothing. Those things seem to lie dormant in our spirits. And so this morning, as we are getting ready to end 2019 strong, I just wanted to come here and simply remind you of who God says you are, and hopefully that will marinate and saturate you as you go through this season, and that will give you a peace that surpasses any situation that you can ever go through. I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe. So that song, if you're wondering, is called You Say by Lauren Daigle. And so I ask that you would listen to that song because it does reaffirm who we really are in Christ. So I'm going to start first with, you are a masterpiece. You are a masterpiece. If you would turn your Bibles to Ephesians 2 and 10, it says, we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That's Ephesians 2 and 10, which says that we are his masterpiece. You are loved. You are loved each and every single day. Even when you don't feel loved, you are loved. Why? Because God loves you. And so we would turn to Romans 5 and 8. Romans 5 and 8 reads, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, yes, God demonstrates his love towards us each and every single day. We are chosen. You are chosen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10 reads, but you are a chosen generation, hallelujah, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own, special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Who once were not a people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Hallelujah. What an amazing and awesome place to be. You are chosen. You are chosen. So when people tell you who you can't be and what you can't do, just marinate on that scripture and know, you know what? they could not be talking about me. Why? Because I am chosen. You are redeemed. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him, Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. We are redeemed. You are favored. Psalm 5, verse 12 reads, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. So you know by this scripture, and if you don't, I'm telling you this morning that you are surrounded by the favor of God. There's another little song that says, you know, this is how I fight my battles. So we don't really have to fight. The Lord will fight the battles because he surrounds us. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle with the word of God. This is how I fight my battle. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. So, yes, we are surrounded by God, and he will fight our battles for us. You are blessed. Psalm 146, 5-6 reads, happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help. Hallelujah. Whose hope is in the Lord, his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. You are blessed. You are blessed. You're blessed by the best. So even when you don't think, you know what, I'm missing some things. There's some things that I need. All you need is Jesus. Just focus on Jesus. Just call on his name sometime. Don't pick up the phone and call somebody else to fix the problem unless the Spirit leads you to do that. Just call on the name of Jesus. And when he shows up, oh, my goodness. All you could do is just sometimes just shake your head and say, you know what? I know that that was nothing but Jesus. You are blessed. You are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 reads, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So Christ died on the cross. He shed his blood for us. So by his stripes, we are healed. So when infirmities and when sickness comes in our bodies, when the doctor says what we have and this is what is going on with us, are we even opening up our mouths to decree and declare our healing? These are declarations that we should be saying to ourselves each and every single day that will absolutely set the atmosphere no matter where we go. But I know me, for instance, I know many times I don't even say this out loud, but beginning today, I will say it out loud. Yes, I am healed. Yes, I am blessed. Yes, I am favored. Yes, I am redeemed. Yes, I am chosen. Yes, I am loved. I am a masterpiece. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And the last one today that I'll be giving you is you have an amazing destiny. Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. And I have been reading all of these scriptures from the New King James Version. And this one simply reads, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So TMC family, you have an amazing destiny. Many times our destinies can be on detour because we have allowed our plans to be or to take precedence in the plans that God has for us. Maybe because we get anxious, or maybe because we get impatient, or maybe because we just want to do what we want to do and not what he wants us to do. And so many times we kind of abort the plan that God has for us at that particular time. But when we humble ourselves and we move ourselves out of his way so that his plans can be executed in our lives, things appear and they will be a whole lot better. So God knows the plans that he has for us. And I always say in that scripture, it did not say that we had to think about anything. It did not say that we needed to know about anything. Basically, what he is saying is that if he knows it, why should we even worry about it? If the things that he has for us and that he thinks for us are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us a future and a hope, then why do we need to worry about it? Why do we need to murmur about it? Why do we need to complain about it? All we have to do is trust his plan and hold his hand. Hold his hand, his unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Yeah, and when we do that, like I said, it's so much better. And it will give you a peace like never before. Why? Because that's who we are. We are his masterpiece. We are loved. We are chosen. We are redeemed. We are favored. We are blessed. We are healed. And there is an amazing destiny for each of our lives. Hallelujah. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, and in you I find my identity. Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe what you say of me. Oh, I believe, yes, I believe what you say of me. I believe you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. When I don't belong, you say I am yours. And I believe, yes, I believe what you say of me. I believe, oh, I believe. Yes, I believe what you say of me. I believe. TMC family, believe that you are who God says you are. Back over to you, Minister Rosman.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you, Minister Rosman.
We can hear you.
Thank you. Thank you for that awesome word. And shortly, I'll ask for you to come back and close us with a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray over our prayer requests. Well, thank you, God. I thank you so much for that mighty word. So glad that we are loved. So glad that we are his workmanship. So glad that we are chosen. So glad that we are redeemed and we are blessed and we're healed and we have an amazing destiny. I thank you for the word that was placed in your heart today. Now I ask that the Lord will pour back virtue into you and sanctify you today. Dear God, I ask that you will look over Pastor P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and continue to bless this ministry that they have placed here in today. And I ask that you would bless the Diaz de Leon family and give them the wisdom that they need that's necessary to carry out the mission. We ask that you would be with the sick and shut-ins today. We have our ministers that have called us and asked for prayer. We ask that you would touch their bodies from the head from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. We just ask that, oh Lord, that you would bless them. And I thank you for making a way out of no way. And I ask that you would touch each and every person that's on this call. Ask that you would strengthen the TMC family today and bless each and every person that we would just continue to meditate on this word that has been spoken this day. Now to hear the playback of this powerful message, you go to 712-432-1085, pin 957-677 pound. That's 712-432-1085 with the pin 957-677 pound. The new morning motivational call is next. That number to dial is 712-770-4005. That's 712-770-4005 with the pin 294-617 pound. So I thank you again, Pastor Vanessa, for bringing us up in praise and worship for the awesome songs that you sang this morning. And I also thank Minister Willa for greeting us this morning and opening a call with a powerful prayer, and for Minister Tiffany. We thank you again for that powerful message that you have given us this morning. Will you close us out with the benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Rosman. Father God, we just bless you and we thank you. We thank you that we are your masterpiece. We thank you that you love us unconditionally. We thank you that you chose each one of us. We thank you that we are redeemed. We thank you that we are favored, we are blessed, we are healed, and we thank you that there is an amazing destiny for our lives. And as we go out today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We speak that we are healed by your blood, God, that we are covered by you, that we are covered by you, God, and that you have great plans in store for each and every single life. Bless our families, bless our homes, bless our places of employment, bless our ministries, bless our businesses, bless all of those who are attached to us, oh God. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in condemnation, God, you already have that handled. And so we thank you right now. We love you and we bless you and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. TMC family, have an awesome and amazing day. And remember to join us back here again on tomorrow. And bring your friend. Have a blessed day. Goodbye for now.